This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So my son calls me
yesterday. Yeah, sorry.
He and I have been talking about LASIK surgery for him. He's in California. Or we could find a place here if he weren't. But he's in California. So he calls me yesterday and he's looked into it. And he says, hey, Dad, it's going to be $600. And I said, per eye? No, total. That's the total.
For LASIK eye surgery.
I said, son, where are you getting this done? In somebody's garage somewhere? He said, no, it's in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills Optometry or something of that nature is the name of the business. And he's going to send me the information, which he hasn't done yet. Okay, so We're still a little skeptical here. And I'm telling Jamie, I said, Jamie, does this sound right? Because you're dealing with your eyes.
Right.
You know, I got mine done at Cuterelli Vision.
Right.
Here in town. And they do a hell of a job. And a lot of people here have used them, but him being in California, it's kind of on him to find the right procedure out there.
Well, I guess the greater the surgeon, the more expensive they are based on their qualifications. So if it's a guy just coming out of school, you know, and he needs the patients, kind of practice people.
Right. So if you want to run people through, like you're hurting, you know, cats or something, you can just drop the price.
It's like having a
volume.
It's like having a Groupon for plastic surgery, right? I would never use that. So the average price, it says, the average price is about $2,000 to $3,000 per eye.
Oh boy!
So he's at what, $300? He's missing a zero.
$300.
Yeah, he's missing a zero.
Yeah.
And then they also say when they're quoted the $250 per eye, because it does happen a lot, it says, it's because they don't have the up-to-date laser machines. So the laser machines.
I gotta investigate here.
Yeah, so there's like three different laser machines. Yeah. And so, for example, the cost of a custom wavefront LASIK is much higher because the technology is amazing and gets it done like that. Whereas he's going to be like cauterized. Right. Like,
I'm worried about the Utes of America today. I really am.
Why is
you know,
that?
My son, yeah. I mean, here they are. The kid, he's 24 years old, okay? And he can't even really, I put him on a project like this, for example.
Yeah.
He can't really grasp it for some reason.
So he said it was $600, right?
Total.
And then, yeah, right here it says, click here for an $800 off coupon.
And here's...
So if I have a coupon for $800 off, doesn't he see that and realize, wait, my whole bill is $600?
That's my point. Is he has the internet. It's not only, you know, just confined here to Colorado. They have it in California. You would think that on his own, he would see what you were seeing. Right. It only took you about 5 minutes. He's been working on this for about 2 weeks. And that's what really concerns me, is that the flags don't ever go up with him for some reason.
Well, I don't think he's alone.
Not just him.
Yeah.
I think it's that way with, you know, most anywhere from 18-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
And that's the other thing, because I'm reading about these board certified. And by the way, Cuterelli board certified. I would fly him here and put him into Cuterelli because he is board certified, because that's the other thing you want. You have to have, in my opinion, is anybody who should be board certified, because that means that they actually took tests for it. To get bored.
I may have to work a deal.
You might have to. Because the other thing it says, yes, some companies will say that it's $250, like your son said.
Yeah.
But that is just like to walk in. Like, it's like LASIK surgery, $250 for you just to come in.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, there's something fishy here. I've got to investigate this. That poor kid. I don't know what he's up to. Now, we're not going to do this story just yet, but I read this headline for Jamie just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You got to hear this. It is a script. You can't make this crap up, okay? A Colorado middle school apologizes for not warning parents that a drag queen named Jessica Lahore.
Wait, what?
Jessica Lahore.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
A drag queen named Jessica Lahore was speaking to students on Career Day last Friday.
Oh, that's cute. I love Career Day. I remember Career Day. And can I tell you something funny about Career Day?
Yeah.
Is that I remember an anesthesiologist spoke at Career Day, and when he wrote up there the amount of money he made on our board,
oh, man.
I was like, I want to be an anesthesiologist. I was like in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Miss Lahore might have wrote up on that board?
Yeah. Am I saying her name right? Jessica?
Ooh, yep. You love
Lahore.
L apostrophe whore.
W-H-O-R.
She's French.
Who booked a drag queen at the school?
And does it, like me, it changed my life. Did the fifth graders come home and say, Mommy, I want to be a drag queen?
I don't know what.
I saw that story. I didn't know it happened in Colorado.
Yeah, right here in Denver.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a place called Rocky Top Middle School.
Whoa.
I kind of think I know where that's at.
Man.
I think I've passed by Rocky Top before.
Did you see Miss Lahore?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Wow.
The students that that the drag queen spoke to were 12-year-olds, same as Laurel.
Yeah, exactly the same.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine what I would. I don't know what I'd do if he came home and said a drag queen. I would think he was kidding. I would think like, yeah, that's a good one, buddy.
Who in the school thought that was?
Wouldn't you think he was kidding if he came here into the studio and said, "Hey, BJ, guess what? Today at Career Day, what was it? She a trans vet? No, what?
She's a drag queen.
Did she dance?
Yeah. Well, she looks like a dancer to me. I saw her picture this morning, and she looks like she's probably does a cabaret show.
Wow. Good for her. That's amazing.
A better buddy goddess Dwayne knows her.
I'm going to switch schools, put my son in that school.
Rocky, what was it? Rocky Top? Yeah, Rocky Top Middle School. If you're a teacher at Rocky Top and you can explain this, you can call us if you want. Not sure you can explain it, but you can call if you want.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.